hands down, Governor Romney. I think it's, I've listened to some of the pundits, both Democrat and Republican, this morning, and everybody is pretty much conceding that Governor Romney just knocked it out of the park.
That was Lynn Howder, chairwoman of the Los Angeles County Republican Party. She, along with many others, believe Romney outperformed Obama in last night's presidential debate. But Chairman Eric Bauman of the Los Angeles County Democratic Party thought that the president acquitted himself very well last night. He also mentioned that the president did not use zingers or humor.
Let's be clear. The president has a country to run. Romney has a mouth to run, and he spent the last 3 months, rehearsing every single day for last night's debate while the president's been, leading a nation that's at war, dealing with the serious problems that face our nation.
The economy took up a large chunk of time during yesterday's debate, and the middle class was a major topic throughout the economic segments. Republicans, including Chairwoman Howder, believe small businesses make up a large portion of the economy.
Those small businesses definitely fall within that middle class range. And these people are the job creators. That Romney made it very clear. The difference is Obama believes government creates jobs. Romney believes small businesses and individuals create jobs. And those are long-term sustainable jobs. Government jobs can be cut at the drop of the hat.
The Democrats, including Bauman, have a different point of view.
Well, look, I think the reality is the middle class, depending on what part of the country you are, runs from people who earn as low as $35,000 up to people who earn probably a couple of $100,000 for a family. There are 30 million Americans who earn below the poverty level, and there are 50 million Americans who earn between $25,000 a year and $100,000 a year. That's the middle class.
The vice presidential candidates will take to the podium next Thursday for their debate, and the presidential candidates will have their second debate on October 16th. Max Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.